here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 7th of April, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who brought us the gossip column. Walter Winchell, born New York City, 1897. Wrote for the New York Daily Mirror for years. He was friends with the Mafia and also with J. Edgar Hoover of the FBI. Had the top-rated radio show in the country for years. Walter Winchell, who said nothing recedes like success, and then it happened to him. It's the birthday of Lady Day, the jazz singer Billie Holiday, born Eleonora Fagan in Baltimore, 1915. Her autobiography, Lady Sings the Blues, not considered a reliable source of information about her, but there's no doubt she had a very difficult childhood. Her father left, and then her mother did too, to work as a maid, left the girl in the care of relatives. She left school after fifth grade, went to work, ended up in Harlem, worked for a brothel. She was arrested for prostitution, went to jail. She got work waiting on tables, sometimes singing as well. And when she was 20 years old, she filled in for a better-known performer, and the jazz producer John Hammond was there to hear the other performer. He heard Billie Holiday instead and announced that she was the best singer he had ever heard, and that helped to launch her career. She became famous for her bluesy and very intimate versions of jazz songs and wrote some of her own, God Bless the Child and Lady Sings the Blues. It's the birthday of Donald Barthelme, born in Philadelphia in 1931, grew up in Texas, drafted into the Army, got to Korea the same day the truce was signed, made his way to New York. He became a writer at The New Yorker, published four novels, including Snow White, many short story collections, including Come Back, Dr. Caligari, very short stories of a type called flash fiction, like Daumier, the story of a Texas ranch with a herd of beautiful girls instead of cattle. It's the birthday of the poet William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770. His mother died when he was 8. He went off to school at Hawkshead in the heart of the Lake District. More than reading or studying, he liked to wander around the countryside. In 1787, he published his first poem, a rather turgid poem that begins, "She wept. Life's purple tide began to flow in languid streams through every thrilling vein. Dim were my swimming eyes, my pulse beat slow, and my full heart was swelled to dear delicious pain." And then during a summer vacation in 1790, he went on a walking tour through France and Switzerland just after the French Revolution, was overwhelmed by what he saw, and went on to become a great nature poem in poems such as Tintern Abbey, The World is Too Much With Us, and Intimations of Immortality. Here's a poem for today, a little song called Sittin' Alone in the Moonlight. Sittin' alone in the moonlight, thinking of the days gone by, wondering about my darling, I can still hear her saying goodbye. Oh, the moon grows pale as I sit here. Each little star seems to whisper and say, your sweetheart has found another, and now she is far, far away. Sitting Alone in the Moonlight, folk lyric by an unknown author. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, creators of the Chicago Poetry Tour, a virtual tour of the history of modern poetry, featuring archival recordings, photographs, and music. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.